I am surprised, even with all. And I mean, you're bang on. I think the sports betting thing is going to be fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. I just wondered if the ability to add a Harper or Machado was going to push one of these big teams. Because all due respect to Philly or the White Sox, I mean, those aren't the teams anybody was expecting. It was going to be the Yankees, or what are the Red Sox going to do? What are the big powerhouse teams going to do? And, you know, maybe George Steinbrenner would have done something, but not this generation of Steinbrenners.
Yeah, George Steinbrenner or you know, Mike Ilitch, you know, when he was trying to desperately win a World Series in his last years on Earth. But there's not a lot of romantic spending going on, for sure. But, you know, look at teams like, you know, how come the Dodgers aren't in? You know, that's an interesting question right now, right? They've got loads of money. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they got rid of Puig. You could see Harper in their outfield. Look, I think there's an interesting discussion about how good Bryce Harper actually is, because he wasn't very good last year. And, you know, he's only 26, but you've got to go back a couple of years to see him as one of the absolute, you know, three or four best players in baseball. So maybe, you know, maybe there's a legitimate debate there. You look at a guy like Machado, you know, are there question marks about kind of attitude-y stuff? Does he fit in positionally with a team like the Yankees? You know, they've got Didi Gregorius coming back to play shortstop. Brought in Tulowitzki to play for the beginning of the year. They've got a great young third baseman. Where does he play? There's a bunch of you can kind of have a baseball discussion around some of this stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is teams, even the richest teams, don't want to spend into the luxury tax, which is not a cap, but there is a penalty there. So even the richest teams aren't going there. And then there's a whole bunch of teams, like, you know, and the Toronto Blue Jays would be in this group, that are saying, you know, we don't have a realistic chance to win in the near future. We don't want kind of albatross contracts like the Albert Pujols contract. Now, you know, again, it's not the same, because Harper's 26. Even if you give him 10 years, you're only paying him into his mid-30s, not till he's 40. But they're saying, look at, you know, how have those long-term deals panned out for teams generally? The Pujols deal, the Robinson Cano deal, you know, they look pretty bad right now. And so we'll just spin our wheels and not spend too much money. And if we catch lightning in a bottle, we'll do something at the deadline. And, you know, otherwise we'll wait for the window to open, take our shot, and then when the window closes, we'll tear it down again. That's, you know, about three quarters of baseball, maybe more than three quarters of baseball, is operating on that basis right now. And, you know, which means that three quarters of baseball isn't actually trying to win next year. And I'm not sure that's a good thing, you know, from a fan point of view or from a sport point of view. But, I think there is kind of a compelling business logic to it. You can understand what they're all thinking. But, you know, if you're a fan, you don't care about that, right? It's like, you know, why shouldn't the Toronto Blue Jays go out and sign one of these guys to augment the great young players they have coming forward? You know, why wouldn't a team like the Dodgers, you know, who got close to winning a World Series but haven't won one? Why, you know, why aren't the Cubs signing these guys?
Mm-hmm.
They got loads of money. It's a very, very strange time we've entered into.
With all the teams who appear to be tanking, rebuilding, whatever word you want to put on it, do you think there's room for a team to just be like, look around, it's like, okay, well, if no one else is going to go for a, we may as well, because it kind of feels like Oakland, I don't want to say by default, because they were still a good team, but it wasn't like there was a ton of competition for a wild card spot. Is there room for a team to just kind of look around? It's like, well, we're not as bad as everyone else. We may as well give this thing a run and maybe get some playoff revenue or something in here.
Yeah, I kind of think there is. Now, you know, whether that means you would be willing to give, you know, Bryce Harper 10 years and $350 million, I don't know. You know, again, that you'd have to be pretty sure about that, that investment going forward, mm-hmm. or give Machado something similar. But, you know, like, once these two guys sign, and that, you know, someday that will happen, you're going to, you know, there's still a bunch of other guys out on the market who are not quite as good, and it'll be interesting to, but, you know, are valuable. And it'll be interesting to see if anybody picks up on what you're saying, you know, there's an opportunity here to, you know, it's a buyer's market. And yeah, it's not just getting into a wild card. If you contend through September, you know, presumably you fill your park through September. Presumably your TV ratings go crazy through September. There's a lot of real estate there where you can make money if you're a contending team rather than a non-contending team. And, you know, like, you can imagine what it will be like in Toronto this fall if the Jays are out of it. look, I'm sure people will come out to see Vlady Guerrero Jr. and, you know, maybe Bo Bichette, and there'll be some things to look at. But, you know, you're not going to have 40,000 people a game in there. So, yeah, I think there is, but it almost takes somebody to kind of buck the conventional wisdom, because conventional wisdom right now, you can, again, everybody's thinking the same way. Everybody is evaluating players the same way. There's no kind of money ball finding inefficiencies. Everybody's got the same kind of take on what a player is worth. And everybody's being super conservative, you know, at least on the competitive front.